The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
So today I wanted to have a look at the Great Washington Witch Hunt. And what exactly is that? Well, the House has recently passed a measure to identify neo-Nazis in the military and law enforcement, and also white supremacists as well. And obviously I don't have a problem with that. However, I don't necessarily think that that's exactly what they're doing this for. So let's have a look at this article from the Washington Examiner that explains what the bill is. The House added an amendment to the annual defense authorization legislation on Wednesday intended to combat white supremacy and neo-Nazi activity in the military. The amendment requires the FBI, the Department of Homeland Security, and the Pentagon to publish a report analyzing white supremacist and neo-Nazi activity within the ranks of the military and federal law enforcement, so police as well, and present ways to prevent it. The amendment, opposed by Republicans and sponsored by Representative Brad Schneider, a Democrat for Illinois, passed in a 218-208 party line vote and was added to the House version of the National Defense Authorization Act.
I mean, this is obviously a trap.
Yes, of course it is. I mean, at least the Republicans sniffed a rat here.
Yeah. I mean, we've all seen the level of things the Democrats will label as white supremacy.
I'm going to get onto that. Don't you worry.
It's just like, you should turn up on time as white supremacy. So the whole police force has to go, surely.
To be fair, turning up on time, if we applied that to lots of Democrats, you turn up on time to the vote, oh sorry,
white supremacy, you gotta leave,
you've gotta leave,
sorry lass.
Democracy itself.
Let's expand this.
So I'm directly quoting here: such behavior, such extremism is a threat to us all in all segments of society. There is no reason to believe that our military is any different, Schneider said on the House floor on Wednesday.
Turning up on time must end.
Republicans such as Representative Andy Biggs, Republican for Arizona, opposed the amendment, arguing that it is intrusive and denigrates law enforcement. Yes, obviously. And I'm quoting from him directly: this amendment attempts to create a problem where none exists by requesting investigations into law enforcement and the armed services for alleged rampant white supremacists or white national sympathies. Yes, yeah. I mean,
it's just not there. Mm-hmm. I mean, you people, how you define white supremacists and white nationalism is crazy, so we're not giving you any leeway in that. Mm-hmm. I think that's the right thing to do here.
Yes. Obviously, I know this is a bit unnecessary, but I disavow
actual white nationalism?
Yes.
Yeah?
Neo-Nazi is an actual
people,
white nationalist,
not by
yes.
Dems.
I know, stunning and brave, but yes, it has to be done these days, unfortunately. But yes, as I alluded to earlier, I do not believe this is being used for the reasons stated. I'm cynical, but I have a strong feeling that I'm not being cynical here, and that actually there is going to be some underhanded wording here that is going to push well beyond what they've listed here. So, to my eyes at least, questions such as who gets to define what the forbidden thoughts and behaviours are should be on everyone's lips. I mean, that is where the real power lies, doesn't it? And how do you identify these people? I mean, they're not going to walk into their office and just go, Sieg Heil, are they? I mean, you're going to have to look for specific veiled behaviours because they're not going to be explicit about it.
Yeah, I think it's Maryland. I don't know if every state did this, but I know they banned Klan members from being cops for the obvious reason that they can't be fair with all citizens. And it's like, okay,
seems reasonable, yeah.
Actually identifiable though, because they were just like, look, if you're a member of the clan, that's it. Like, that's how you get kicked out. Mm-hmm. And it's like, okay, that's fair.
Whereas, but even they can take their pillowcases off and hide.
Yeah, but you can also see the aspect here of the fact they're going for the military and the police. And it's because they know the kind of people who sign up for the military and the police are not lunatic leftists. Mm. Like, they're patriotic people. And their worry, and the reason I think they want to do this as well, is to purge those kind of people.
Yeah, I very much agree with that. And as you suggested earlier, from a Democrat's perspective, what could be white supremacy? Well, flying an American flag. Yeah. I mean, they say America is white supremacist. Well, supporting America means you're a white supremacist. Maybe voting for Trump in a prior election makes you a white supremacist. So, yeah, it's ridiculously politically partisan, isn't it? In the case of police in particular, perhaps their arrest record has a disproportionate number of non-white people. Well, if this is applied and they have to adhere to these rules, maybe there's going to be this sort of dystopia where the police let certain groups run riot because they've met their arrest quota for certain demographic groups. This is obviously terrible legislation.
I mean, we'd be able to have a normal debate if it wasn't for the absolute state of the Dems, which they've just become something insane, mm-hmm. with the fact that they've decided to view all of society through a racial lens, through critical race theory, and have now obviously decided that everything in the West is white mm-hmm. supremacy.
But let's look at the police in particular to see how this can make an already bad situation for them even worse. So it's worth mentioning that I'm really surprised anyone's still a police officer in America because they are treated so poorly in the past few years in particular. Like, they are really just assaulted from all sides, aren't they?
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes in isolated cases that they are doing bad things, but nine out of 10 times, they're not really...
The bus.
Yeah, exactly. There's also the point as well that in the case of the police in particular, isn't that going to stretch their resources if they're having to look for all of these signs that they're secretly a white supremacist or secretly a neo-Nazi? Well surely they're already stretched for their budget.
Well, what'll happen is they'll end up like our police force, which endlessly obsesses over these things and turns mm-hmm. into a totalitarian police force that will knock on your door for, well, thoughts that you've had. As with Harry Miller, we need to check your thinking. I mean, that was literally what they said to him.
Yeah, it's a dystopian sort of bureaucracy police force. That's more what they have become in Britain. They don't deal with violent crime. They're there with a clipboard checking your thinking, which is not what you want out of the police force, obviously. So yes, let's look at how this is going to make the exodus of the police force so much worse. Connor, of course, pointed out to me that there were recently vaccine mandates introduced to the police, which meant that lots of police left the police force in the first place, which this further politicisation obviously isn't going to help. There is, of course, the exodus of police after the political response in support of all of the race riots in 2020 in support of St. George Floyd, who can do no wrong, hallowed be thy name. Obviously, the treatment of his evil murderer, Officer Fentanyl, Derek Chauvin, discouraged a lot of police to remain in the force as well, because they realise the department will throw them under the bus to be prosecuted by the iron knee of the law. So if you can cast your minds back to the actual video of the arrest of Floyd, he obviously refused to get into the vehicle. He asked to be held on the ground where he tried to kick officers. They then restrained him because he refused to get into the vehicle. He was assaulting them, and he was a big guy, like 6 foot something. So they had to use a lot of people. This is where, obviously, Derek Chauvin employed the renowned knee, which, of course, he was taught to do by his police department as a technique for restraining people.
This was in the courtroom.
Yes. And, I mean, if this was a wrongful police killing, which I don't agree it was, surely the person who trained him should be the person culpable, because they were the one that taught him this technique that was supposedly dangerous, and he just employed it. Well, that's just doing what he's taught. And I know just following orders isn't exactly a good defence, but in this case, I mean, they've trained him deliberately to do this job, and he does something that he's been trained to do, and then he gets punished for it. That seems wrong to me, and I think that that's the perspective that a lot of police officers have as well, is that, well, why am I going to do this job when at any opportunity my department's going to throw me under the bus, prosecute me, and treat me like a sacrificial lamb and offer me up to the altar of progressive politics, with the aim of trying to sate them and stop them leaving American cities as charred embers. I mean, it's appalling that that this all happened, and they're not going to help their situation with all of the police leaving because they're further politicising them. They're going to recognise that. Further people are going to leave, and you're going to have anarchy on the streets, aren't you? You're not going to have any police whatsoever, eventually.
I'm almost kind of supportive of that, to be frank.
Because you're on the defund the police line of thinking?
In these Democrat cities, right, if that's what you want, enjoy. We'll corner you off, and you can live in your little playpen, in which everyone's just going to end up killing each other. It's like, right, and then once you've rehabilitated yourselves into, oh, wait, policing might not be evil because I might want to live, then you can come back and join the rest of the world.
But, yeah. And just to show that I'm not pulling these figures out of my behind, here is an article from Forbes talking about a study, and the article was titled "Historic Police Exodus in Cities Most Impacted by Racial Justice Unrest, New Data Shows." So yes, the data is there. The police are leaving in these cities where all of these protests were going on.
I mean, I believe we went through this with Carl, and it's the specific areas in which those race riots took place, and then the police forces decided, okay, what we should do is stand with the rioters. And then the officers were like, okay, well, I'm retiring early.
And there's been like, and who can blame them? It's undermining their life's work if they've been in the force for a long time.
So every one of those cities that is basically becoming a playpen for just an experiment here, like they're the ones with the dips in the ability to police themselves.
Yeah, and these cities realise that when they did defund the police and throw them under the bus, well, funnily enough, crime skyrockets, as this next article shows from Fox. Major cities refund the police as crime skyrockets and businesses backfire. So yes, this is from June of last year. The article reads, "1 year after the movement to defund the police saw cities slash budgets and cut funding, the US has seen an uptick in crime. Homicides are alone are up 24% since January, and more than 70% of people in a recent Fox News poll said they believe crime is on the rise nationally." And it's also worth mentioning in here, and to mention a specific case, the city of Baltimore reversed its efforts to cut its police budget by $22 million in 2020 by proposing a $27 million increase in 2021. So they actually increased the budget by $5 million after cutting it.
Because they realised how badly...
Well, yes. It's obviously stupid. If you cut funding to the police, there is more crime. I mean, you could have asked a child that, but apparently not. So yes, let's have a little bit more of a high-resolution view of a more recent article. This is from the 11th of June, 2022. This is talking about the New York Police Department exodus. And they talk about all the factors in which police are being pushed out of the police force, which are mostly political, which this bill is certainly not going to help. So more than 1,500 new NYPD officers have either resigned or retired so far this year, on pace to be the biggest exodus of officers since statistics have been available, the Post has learned. Some 524 cops have now resigned and 1,072 have retired as of the 31st of May. NYPD pension stats obtained by the Post show. The 1,596 total is a 38% spike from the same period in 2021, which is already quite high, if you remember, when 1,159 cops called in it a career and a staggering 46% climb from 2020, when it was 1,092 leaving the force at the same date. Anti-cop hostility, bail reform, the rising crime have fed into frustrations among NYPD rank and file. According to one NYPD officer who recently fled for greener pastures at a Long Island police department after 6.5 years with New York's finest, the city is out of control, especially since bail reform, according to the former Queens cop who asked to be identified only as Joe. The mantra now is get out while you still can. Joe's patrol gig got worse and worse over time, he said. The last few years, so many people have been leaving and the manpower was so low that you would go to work and you'd answer 25 to 30 jobs a day and you'd be burnt out by the end of the day, he said, adding, there was no time for law enforcement because it would be radio run, radio run, radio run all day long. And I think bills like this are going to make their job worse, make it more difficult because they're adding more politicisation and they're preventing them from actually doing their jobs of policing, keeping law and order, arresting violent criminals. You know, the important stuff that everyone recognised as important only a few years ago.
As you say, a few years ago. It's important for us. Whereas
yes.
If what's important to you is instead just ideological control, well, then happily purge them.
So yes, this is a bill that has kind of flown under the radar a little bit, and I wanted to draw attention to it because it's going to make America's streets far more dangerous.
If you appreciated that segment from the podcast of the Lotus Eaters, you can go to lotuseaters.com to get access to all the premium content we have on the site. such as the Epoch series, this one about Æthelstan, the king of the Anglo-Saxons and maybe the first king of England. If you want to follow what else we're putting out, you can follow us on Getter at lotuseaters_com on Getter. Thank you and goodbye.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and get your first month free. Just $1 down, $15 a month, no commitment. Deal ends Friday, February 13th. You coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.